Well, good morning, everybody. It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Today I'm going to be talking about Thanksgiving. Obviously, Thanksgiving's Thursday, so this is our last Sunday together before Thanksgiving. And a lot of what I say is going to be coming right from Psalm 136, which I think you guys will be familiar with it. David says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." And he basically repeats that four or five more times. And if you have a concordance at home and you do a little bit of research, you'll find that this verse is actually quoted at least 8 or 10 more times, depending on the wording and the original language that they use. But it's throughout the whole Bible, and it's oftentimes when they lay a foundation. Like when David first said this, is back in 1 Chronicles, when he brought the Ark of the Covenant and he put it in the tabernacle. This is what he said. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever." When Solomon built the temple, same thing. When Ezekiel ordained the second temple, same thing. They said that, "Oh, let's give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." And I just think with Thanksgiving coming up, it's a good time to lay a foundation. Because otherwise, otherwise it seems like, zoom, and it's Friday after Thanksgiving. And it's like, wow, that was sure nice, that meal and the family and getting together. That was really nice. But it's over so quick. And so I just want to, take time today to mentally get my mind set on all the goodness that's in my life that's directly related to God saving me. Amen? That's the foundation. So I'm going to be talking about this. I'm going to give us a little bit of a history lesson of the Pilgrims and what they thought about all this and how they celebrated and how the Israelites, when this psalm went through, what was on their hearts, how they celebrated. And then that kind of will help us to prepare and to focus on how we celebrate Thanksgiving. So before we go any further, let me open in prayer, and then we can kind of go around, do elbow bumps or waves or whatever, and say good morning to each other. So Father, I just want to declare, oh, give thanks to you, Lord God, for you're so good and your mercy endures forever, forever. And so, Lord, I bless your people that are here today, your sons and daughters. I bless each one of them with health, with strength, with prosperity, with wisdom, with the very anointing of God. I bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that we can still come in here to this big old building, and we, the house of the Lord, can meet together, the family of God, and just love you, celebrate you, and love on each other, Lord. So I just thank you for that so much. Thank you for today. Would you please be with us? Would you give us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to respond as we worship you, as we're in the Word, and even as we fellowship? Maybe it's going to be something that our brother and sister says that's just going to open something wondrous up for us. Would you please help us to be sensitive to what you're saying to us today? I ask this, and I ask your mighty blessing upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. Amen. Well, we don't have a whole lot of brand new announcements right now. We are praying about and trying to come up with a plan in December that we can somehow start doing our small groups again or have some semblance of fellowship and church life that'll still bring us into victory in God regardless of how long this COVID stuff goes on. So it's real. I know people are really dying. I know it's also politicized. I want to do my best to keep people safe as best I can while we trust God and we move on in the Lord. Amen? So at least for the next couple of weeks, we're going to do this, but we're going to come up with a plan that's going to just keep us safe and bring fellowship into this church. So that's what I'm trusting God for and asking God for. So I think that's it for the announcements. Can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. I just want to say thank you to everybody, too, for your flexibleness in this season. I know that we're all getting kind of stretched and kind of poked and prodded by different challenges in our life right now. I think all of us have gone through different stuff this year. Some of us have gone through some really tough things. And I just want to say thank you to this church body for being so flexible and just going with the flow and trusting God as we go through this together. Amen. Well, Father, I thank you and I praise you. Father, I just love today's message. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Lord, when I was looking up that word for mercy, it was only used a few times. But in the original language, what this says in Hebrews is how it defines what Jesus did in the New Testament. And that word mercy literally means loving kindness, and it means to go for someone to right a wrong or to settle an account. In the exact same meaning in the New Testament, when it says God's mercy endures forever, and the New Testament says, and Jesus Christ was the propitiation for our sins. I'd have never put those together without looking at the original languages. But Father, as we talk about your mercy enduring forever, we also know that the payment that Christ made on the cross for us is an eternal payment. It's a once-for-all payment, that it goes through everything we've ever goofed up, every horrible sin we've ever done, every little mistake we've ever done. It goes through all of that because Jesus Christ settled the account once and for all. And God, your mercy endures forever. Lord, as we focus on Christ, as we focus on your love and your mercy, it's a joyful reaction to want to give back to you. And Lord, all that you give to us, the little bit we can give back to you is usually in a check or in money. And so today, Lord, we're going to give back to you with joyful hearts, full of thanksgiving, just saying thank you, Father, for taking such good care of us through all the crazy stuff that's going on in this world. Thank you, God, that you are the rock of salvation, that you are a sure foundation, that we can trust you completely no matter what's coming at us, no matter what we're going through. You are God of all. So, Lord, we give back to you today, and we ask that you'd multiply it to bring glory to your name and to bring your love and your enduring mercy to the lost. Would you please do this, Father? In Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, you can come on up after the baskets go by you.
Morning. Good to see everybody, the family. It's always wonderful to get together. Amen. Will you please stand? I'm ready to enter into the throne room of the Lord. Are you? To sing praises. You know what? No matter what your voice sounds like, we're singing with angels. You know what? We're depending on them to drown out maybe our inability to sing, but to have that heavenly chorus with us singing, how wonderful God is. Hallelujah. Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord our God and King, his love endures forever. He is good, he is above all things, his love endures forever. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful.
to save us for our sins against you, Father God, that you had enough love and mercy that you came down to suffer and be brutally beaten for our sins. Father God, that you didn't want to be in heaven without us, Father God, that you wanted us with you, Father God. So you took our punishment, Father God, so that we could be with you, Father God. Father God, I just want to pray for this service, Father God, that you would just, that your words would just not only fall on our ears, that it would fall on our hearts, Father God, that we would be blessed with your message this morning, Father God, that you would wrap your arms around each and every one of us, Father God.
Just come up and just thank God for anything you want to thank him for. Just to continue on what Matt, I think Matt heard some of the Spirit and just proclaiming thanksgivings to God. Mm-hmm. So just feel free to come up and we're just going to thank God for whatever's on your heart, whatever you want to thank him for, any way you want. Father, I thank you for my church family and I thank you for my home family. Lord, in this last year I've seen you bless us so much and bring stability and security and a deeper relationship with each other and with you. And I just thank you for that so much.
While we were singing that last song, it just flooded me over with the praise and the glory and the honor that our Savior deserves. I'm not much of a singer, but I'm going to sing for him. Hallelujah, Father. Let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor. Glory and honor to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Well, Father, I just thank you for, I could thank you all day long, but Father, mostly I just want to thank you for this glorious salvation that you've shared with each one of us. That you are the God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances. You never get frustrated with us. You never get fed up with us. You continue to show us your love, to show us your kindness, to show us your everlasting mercy. And we thank you and praise you for that. Thank you, God, that while we were worshiping you today, you came and touched our hearts. Thank you, God, that you washed over us as a family, as a people in this place today, that you shared your presence with us, and that changes everything. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Have your way today with each one of us. As I share what I share, Lord, I'm counting on you sharing what you share. What you share is priceless. And I just believe, Father, you're going to speak to each one of us in body, soul, and spirit. And we are going to be full when you get done. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome.